Hang Zone coming at you.
Previously in the Hang Zone.
Okay, so obviously a couple things
here. Not the chicken box.
And by the way, you might have a problem on your hands because I think the dog just got one of the pieces of pizza.
Oh, no.
And he appears like I'm going to get bit if I try.
Maybe don't let him eat the pizza.
Maybe don't let him eat the napkin.
This is more on my dog part two. I'm sorry. I had it over here and they got into my stuff. Yeah. Sorry.
You only go to a restaurant on the weekends, it gets busy, so they got to start a waiting list. They start calling out names. They say, like, Dufresne, party of two. Table ready for Dufresne, party of two. And if no one answers, they'll say the name again. Dufresne, party of two. But then if no one answers, they'll just go right on to the next name. Bush, party of three. Yeah, but what happened to the Dufresnes? No one seems to care. Who can eat at a time like this? People are missing. You people are selfish. The Dufresnes are in someone's chunk right now with duct tape over their mouth. And they're hungry. That's a triple whammy. We need help. Bush, search party of three. You can eat once you find the Dufresnes.
God, this place officially sucks worse than the WNBA. And at the top of the second half, it's 16-9. Easton leads the scoring with four.
And that's why she commands $7,000 a year. These gals sure do make it look difficult.
But is having this minor skill worth being so unattractive? That's for the fan to decide.
Yay!
They're there for entertainment. There's entertainment all over a sporting event. Like, you watch the Mavs halftime show for entertainment. The cheerleaders are there for entertainment.
Well, then why don't they have them at WNBA games?
I don't know. They're not? I don't know.
That's her point.
They're there to fire up the dudes.
Nope.
To Jake's point.
No one knows.
Well, I
that was the real highlight of that moment.
Yeah, what? Like, I don't know.
Do they?
I can't
don't
argue
they?
On that because I have no idea.
I really
have Google has no answer.
Like, I don't maybe think, they do. Maybe they're guys.
I was totally don't. Taking a shot in the dark saying that they don't.
So you don't even know.
No, none of us do.
This is Jalen Brunson from the Dallas Mavericks, and I never listened to Dan and Jake on the ticket.
I was at a gas station early Saturday morning.
It's just afternoon on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. So pop that lunch on your car tray. Sit back and hang in the Hang Zone.
I ripped the packet open and the rubbery is all tacky in my fingers. Pinched top and rolled it down. You know what? In the air at the end of that sucker, he pants.
Featuring David Mino and his hot back.
Leighton Vander Esch.
Our female CEO, Julie Dobbs.
I won a really giant banana once at the fair.
Blake Jones! Woo, Blake Jones!
We're back to Pittsburgh.
And now, your Hang Zone host, from noon to three, it's Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell.
All right. All right.
All right.
It's show number 268, so tomorrow will be huge. Big. Because we'll get to say a different number, and then we'll all giggle. Show 225 here in the den. You have tuned in on a Tuesday, a business Tuesday. Dan, Jake, Mino, Julie, and our castrato, Blake.
Oh, no.
Although he's not on the Zoom, so I'm not sure Blake is actually here.
Look you at, you here. Learning that word was...
Okay, well, Derek is here.
Was not good.
Hi, Julie.
Frankly.
How's it going?
It's going. Hi, Derek.
What do you got there, a little turtleneck today? What kind of sweater you have on there?
There's a little bit of a turtleneck situation, but it's not a full-blown turtleneck. I don't know why I feel that way, but I do.
Jake is wearing a... Looks like a undershirt.
Undershirt?
Yeah, it just looks very...
We both dispute your claims. Both of us.
You know, look at Jake.
You know I'm a plain shirt guy.
I know, but just a plain white shirt, it ends up looking like it's a Fruit of the Loom.
It's not.
Oh, it's fancy, he says.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. His attitude there means he spent a lot of money on mm-hmm. that Fruit of the yep. Loom shirt.
Possibly.
Are you feeling okay? I feel like I'm detecting sickness in Jake today.
I feel great.
Okay. I can tell when you're a little different.
Let's be great.
You're a little down.
I feel great.
I think you've pepped up since the beginning of the meeting. Speaking of Jake, and speaking of our castrato, so Blake, you do a good job of saving audio and keeping notes and calling out stuff. In fact... in the open, I guess, a piece of audio that led off today's open. What do you think of the new Hang Zone Open? 214-523-CRUP. In the open, you noted that 1 year ago today...
Pizza Dog.
We were very early in our broadcast.
Pizzagate.
different deal.
Oh.
In our broadcast from my... Basically, you can call this my office, but it's just the room above my garage. It's my room. I only have one room in the whole house, and it's this room. And a glorious room it is.
See, I think it's a problem that you say it's only one room because most people don't have any room. By people, I mean men.
Don't really?
I think.
They don't even get any space at all?
Mm-mm. Just half of a bedroom.
The CEO weighs in.
Basically.
Yeah.
But you've got like a whole floor up there, too.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Julie's been here.
Yeah.
I've been there.
She has...
It's a whole floor. It's...
Seen the sitch.
It's amazing.
Now, it used to be a bedroom for two kids when I first moved in here.
Like previous owner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's a roomy room. It's there's lots... It's... But it's still above a garage, right? So it sounds a little... anyway, 1 year ago, we were still figuring things out. We probably didn't have these headphone hangers. Mm-hmm. I probably didn't have the Zoom set up. I probably didn't have these little... You know how my wires are just there? I just walk my computer over and we can plug seven things in because it's all like taped now.
Air purifier.
Air purifier, humidifier. Like, it's set up. It's a broadcast studio now. A little spot for Jake and his... Jake leaves his lunch warmer here.
That's right.
I don't know if at this time we had a refrigerator or the new garbage cans, which a lot has shown up over this year. But also back then we didn't know, or Jake didn't know, don't leave the pizza just sitting on the table.
Yeah.
Because the dog will detect that, grab it, and then it will be his. It will not be yours. You can try to coax him to drop it, but if you put your mouth or hand anywhere near his mouth, it'll get bitten off. So nice job, Blake, saving that audio, alerting me to the fact that it exists, and we can then highlight today in history, today in Hang Zone history.
That was also like 8 hand washes ago.
8. Foaming hand soaps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not 8 hand washes. Remember when you used to sing for 30 seconds to know how long you're supposed to wash your hand?
Yeah.
And now you just kind of wave it near the near the water again.
I think my favorite part of that audio is that Jake was talking about Steve Blake having the chicken pox. Like, the context of that was really funny.
Yeah, I think because we were doing Mavs 2011 Relive, right? And it was around that time, and Steve Blake was a Laker, and boy, what a year we've had.
So we were at this time, we were trying to figure out, what do we do for programming without sports?
Correct.
And everybody had that on their plate, and so we chose to relive the 2011 Mavs run.
Yeah. And I will not apologize. That was fun.
Remember when we had sports?
That seems like forever ago, though.
It does.
I can't fathom doing that now.
Yeah.
But that actually, I'm glad you mentioned that, Blake, because now that the fact that we're reliving the 2011 run, I don't know how this is all working out so perfectly, but I have a piece of audio from 2011 to play.
How about that?
That I found from July 2011. And this is my, I don't know if I influenced Blake on this, but I am an always record guy, save stuff, try to keep notes, and think about the future. When you're keeping your notes, you know, if you're saving a piece of audio, name it something that you might think of 3 years from now when you can't remember exactly what we were doing. Like Windhorse Food. There, that'll get you. Put
so
that in there and
are done.
And we're going to be able to find that piece of audio.
Not called Fat LeBron Guy Hungry.
Right. That would be very difficult. And over the years I think we've gotten better at it. But I so the last, I don't know how long it's been, Jake. And maybe it's just over the year really getting to know you well. But I noticed it twice during yesterday's show.
Oh, no.
And I noticed it a bit prevalent throughout the last week or two also. The Jake morphing into me in beaten down married guy who doesn't get his sex anymore.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I love where this is headed.
Because I just remember yesterday said, I don't know, it was an offhand comment. It was very small, it was very subtle, and something most people probably would not even notice, but I notice it. When I mentioned something about, oh yeah, you don't get it at home anymore.
Conjugal visit.
yeah. Okay, maybe that was it.
Yeah.
So yeah, Jake has just been. I don't know if you guys have noticed at all, but just kind of. Yeah. I'm detecting. There's just not a lot of action, a lot of friction going on over at the Jake Manor. So I remembered. Hey, wait. I remember listening to Jake on a podcast.
Oh, no.
And I found the audio, and whenever the podcast was, I cut this off in July 2011. Mm-hmm. And I said, man, here's a smart-ass dude who's not married, who does not understand things. I'm going to save this, and I'm going to say just the right time I'm going to pull this out. So this is this is Jake. And it's labeled as Banter Jake Marriage Talk. So I was able to find it with a couple of watchwords were Jake and marriage. And this is well before you're married, right? Did you even have this current girlfriend? Your current wife was a girlfriend? Probably not.
Yes.
She was?
But not for very long. Like, I would say this is 5 months in, maybe. But we got married in 2014, so this audio that you're about to play, I was 25.
And we
had been dating for like 4 months. And
was her profile picture on your Facebook page, and we made fun of you about that, so you deleted the Facebook page?
Yes, and it said, in a relationship, as far as my status.
We're like the next day. Oh, yeah, we've got a,
right.
We've got a big announcement to make.
Right.
Okay, so this is Jake 10 years ago. And remember, okay, here we go.
I don't actually desire to have relations with her. She's just one of my favorite humans alive.
Yeah.
And,
and for that reason, I think I'd marry her. I mean, from all based on all reports, marriage is a platonic thing in any ways.
You know, I think I'm about to expose myself as someone who,
might as well just punt entirely.
Everyone's gonna say, like, oh, you just don't understand. And, oh, you just haven't done it yet. And you just don't get it. And
you're not going to do this, are you?
But I'm telling you, that's not how it's going to be for me.
Oh.
There's no way.
Here's the guy. We found him.
Yeah, no.
We found the guy who's going to...
And you know what? I know people that it's not like that for, so I know it's possible. Like, I mean...
They're young still.
Well, I'm just saying. It's definitely possible. And I don't care if I have to get some weird stuff involved to keep it going on. It's definitely still going to be going on. If I gotta go, like, the second I feel myself not being interested, I'm calling the 1-800 number on the every stop set and getting some pills. Like, there's not gonna be a point in my life where that's not in the mix.
Well, I'm
happy
to update that there is, in fact, a point in my life.
I knew early on when you were
wow
guy yeah who hasn't been married for 10 years.
Yeah.
I heard the...
You know, I think I'm about to expose my...
You know...
Yeah, hey,
let
man
me tell you...
Hey, bro.
But the whole thing is...
Yeah.
That we don't have control over our lives. Cliche things end up happening.
Yeah.
No matter what you think, and no matter who you think you are, and you're cut from a different cloth.
Yep.
Because I was that way, too. Oh, I remember just hammering away night after night with my current wife.
But
she used to be my girlfriend.
But sure.
And I just remember thinking that, too. Like, what about these old guys on the radio or whatever, comedians? Like, they never sleep.
Yeah.
That ain't going to happen with us. Listen, our love is too strong. Our bond. We are different, you and I.
Well, actually, it's funny you say this, because
we're
going
to be together, and we're going to do it all the time, and it's going to be great, and we'll never tire of each other, and I...
That part's not so funny, it's disgusting, but, so, obviously, like, I have beard on my face right now, because I learned about sports from Bob.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, listen, dude.
Why'd you bet against Bob?
About the NFL?
You know how long it took
in
me
retrospect,
to
what
learn
a
that?
Yeah. Dumb thing that is.
Right.
But you, Dan McDowell, were the first person who ever said to me, dude, it's not when you get married. That changes nothing. Because I feel like that's like a common thing, is people are like, oh, man, when you get married.
Right, right, no.
Marriage changes nothing.
It just the...
Legal.
The name, yeah, yeah. But you...
It's the kid.
You get home at night, and you do the same stuff you did the day before when you weren't married.
Right.
Yes.
Five to $10,000 before. It has nothing to do with marriage. It only has to do with the kid.
And that could be your...
You said that to me once upon a time.
Your time has changed. It might be your time commitment to the kid and whatnot. It could be just the kid is whatever. And it could be that the kid kind of changes her a little bit.
Maybe.
Could change her whole demeanor.
Finish that sentence.
So I think, you know, a lot of...
You guys try having a baby.
I mean, I would.
Try birthing a baby and then doing all the things. We're just tired, man.
They won't let us. You know?
That's the biggest thing. Kids just make you so tired. They take up all of your time. All of your energy.
They do.
I know. But like there's no good answer.
And that's why the second... having the second kid... And you've already highlighted some of your fertility clinic things or whatever, the place you have to drop off the little guys, little swimmers.
Yes.
That can be such a cold... You know, the first one is all fun and it just happened. You know, you're probably drinking. You're probably just having a great night. The second... it's called conception, right? Not inception. Conception.
Correct.
Is, or at least for me...
No spinning top in this one, Marco.
It was very... We need a plaything for this kid. So this kid's fun. But boy, I'm all worn out. Let's get something for it to play with. And I'm like, well, we got a dog. No, no, no. You need another like thing like it, like a human. So we got to go make one. By the way, when you go to work, oh, I'm leaving in about 20 minutes. How about now? Things are right now.
That leaves
I'm
us
like,
19
really?
Minutes.
You're, that's the way you're going to approach me? You know, there is a way. I'm ready to go at all times.
Yeah.
You know the keys. There's a couple key things. You start doing it, and all of a sudden, I'm going to be doing what you want. But no, you have to tell me, put it in my date book, and I'm ready, and whoa. I'm, you know.
I thought that was...
A euphemism.
Yeah. all jokes aside, though, like, don't you feel like your kid, the oldest one, like, had a more enriched life because you carved out that 20 minutes?
I don't know.
I mean, obviously, it's tough to compare and contrast, but I'm super close with my brother.
I was not.
Yeah, I know. So that's why, you know, I don't know.
But I do think they love ganging up on me and stuff. And yeah, no, I'm glad they had each other rather than just one.
I think when they're older,
yeah,
they'll appreciate it maybe a little bit more. Did they ever actually share a room?
No.
You brought this up earlier when you were talking about you know, the den being a previous, you know, two-kid room.
Yeah, they never did.
Because I feel like I'm about at the end of that being a possibility. Like age discrepancy-wise, you know?
For them to actually get along?
To ever share a room. You know, I think that needs to be probably...
Within a couple years?
Yeah. So...
What do you think, Julie? They could still share a room.
Is that weird?
There's a five-year age difference?
I mean, it depends, too, probably, if it's a boy and a girl. You know, if it's the same sex, I think they could share a room a lot longer than
Yeah, the boy
that.
And the girl probably can't do it.
Yeah.
Which, that's weird, but I agree. But I think it's also still weird. Right?
Yeah, I don't know why. It just is. I don't know. If they're the same sex, they're often, like, just good friends. They do everything together anyways, and sharing a room is kind of fun. But maybe the girl won't want to have her brother all around all the time. But I think you're right at the sweet spot as far as separation. Like, you're not too far gone. Mine are 3 years apart, and I love it.
What do you have?
A five-year-old boy, two-year-old girl.
Oh, no, no. I mean... I was wondering about your siblings. Do you have a sibling?
Oh, siblings. Yes, I have an older brother. He's almost 2 years older than me, and we're really close. I'm glad that he exists. But
I need to meet him.
I think I'd be fine as an only child, too.
I would love
that. Oh, he's a hoot. Y'all would like him.
What's his name?
Chad.
Chad.
Mm-hmm.
Want to make fun of that, Jake?
No.
I know. Often made fun of me.
No. You're just going to make fun of Julie's kids' names.
I've learned my lesson. On that front.
And you've learned your lesson on the... Well, no, you haven't learned about proclamations. You continue to make them to this day.
He does.
In fact, you might have one next. I'm not sure. We're trying to find some other audio. But here's what we're going to do next. Here's the tease. Let's look into how excited were Rangers fans to see the new ballpark last night. Next.